Money Talk. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Niveshak Shivirs, a step to empower investors. The participants are Anita Shah Akela, CEO, Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
Welcome to Money Talk. In this special interview session on Niveshak Shivirs, Empowering Investors, today we have the privilege of exploring how the Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority, in collaboration with SEBI and other key stakeholders, is making tangible strides in investor awareness, grievance resolution, and financial education across India. It's a pleasure to welcome Ms. Anita Shah Akela, CEO, IEPFA. Welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
Today, we will be exploring how the Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority, in collaboration with SEBI and other key stakeholders, is making tangible strides in investor awareness, grievance resolution, and financial education across India. So, Anitaji, how does the Niveshak Shivir initiative reflect IEPFA's commitment to empowering investors and building trust in India's financial ecosystem?
So, here we have this one, there is an unclaimed dividend which has passed more than 7 years when the claimant or the shareholder has not claimed this dividend. It moves into IEPFA along with the underlying shares. And over a period of time, there has been a huge accumulation of both the shares as well as dividends, almost running into around 85,000 crores all told, include shares as well as dividends. So the Honorable Finance Minister, under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister, wanted us to launch Aapki Poonji, Aapka Adhikar, which was across all unclaimed asset universe, because you've got unclaimed assets which actually belong to the person, to the citizen. You've got unclaimed assets, say, in EPFO. You've got unclaimed assets in insurance. Then there are unclaimed assets, shares and dividends in IEPFA. The deposits that you forget in the bank account, those also move into DEF fund. So this kind of an exercise has been taken over across all the sectors of regulators in the last 3 months. But before that, what we were looking at is that IEPFA has a lot of accretions of shares and dividends, and there is already a very well defined claim process, etc. But due to the volume, the numbers, we are not able to really deliver within the time period that was sought. So one of the ways of doing it was that why do shares and dividends at all come to IEPFA? That is basically because you have gone for, your dividend has gone unclaimed because the bank account that you had linked it to, you would have intimated the company the bank account. You closed the bank account because you shifted cities, or it belonged to your parent or grandfather who's now no more, so you become a legal heir. So these things go unclaimed over years together. So there is a process of claiming it on the IEPFA portal. We also have a search facility where if you have physical folios, if you have physical shares or even a dividend warrant with you, you can check by giving certain parameters, you can check whether it has come to IEPFA or not, and then we guide you about the process. It comes to us after 7 years. So before 7 years, what happened? From 0 to 7 years, it is with the company. The company is searching for the claimant. Why is the company not able to give it back to the people? Because they have not updated their KYCs or they have not done their nomination. So this Niveshak Shivir tries to resolve the issues which the shareholder would have had with the company for the 0 to 7 year period, and beyond 7 years, when it comes to us and there are delays or there are issues, those are also resolved. So this is the whole broad spectrum that we've taken from the time your dividend became due till it is moved to IEPFA.
So, as you mentioned, somebody who's claimant need to have folio number or anything else. So
some detail.
Some detail with him. What if I have nothing? Because more often than not, since they are not aware that such an amount is available or lying vacant somewhere in the bank, what should they do in that case?
In that case, insofar as your shares and dividends are concerned, you would surely be having a old physical share certificate, or you would be having a dividend warrant. And if nothing is available, your name, last known address, so you can open a user account with us giving your PAN number, which is validated again. And then based on that, you can do 50 searches to whatever combination you want, your last known address, last known city, which company shares, probably it could be. You can do a search and then follow the process for claiming it back.
So is this also time bound in any way?
No.
No?
You can search for it at any point in time. You can always claim it.
So how, as you go along after having held Shivar in Amritsar, how will it be evolved through additions in Pune, Hyderabad and other cities?
So what we did is we decided to start out with Pune on a test basis. So that was a pilot. In fact, the Pune Shivar had about 450 attendees coming even from Bombay and other places. So that had the highest turnout, and the 88.5% of the visitors were looking at resolving the pending claim. And in fact, certain times what happens is a claimant does not know why is my claim stuck up. What is the problem you are having? What is the document you want and I am not able to give you? Or is the company harassing me too much? So at that one point, it was a one-stop shop for all these things, that you come with your problem or whatever be the issue. If in case you've not filed a claim with us, we'll help you to file a claim. If it is with the company, we'll help you to update your KYC. If there's a problem in your claim with the company, then we will help you resolve the issues with the company.
Can you share details on how the collaboration between IEPFA, SEBI, MIIs and RTAs ensure the event's success and efficiency?
SEBI brings in the MIIs and we bring in the companies. And we, of course, ourselves are an organization in the sense that we process these shares, claims, dividends, as the case may be. So we have over last 3-4 times of working it out, we've evolved a template now, which is working very well, that we have a kiosk which has a search facility, where you search whether your shares are with IEPFA or they are still with the company. If they are with the company, you move towards the company end, which is manned by the nodal officers of the company or with the MIIs, the market intermediaries who are there. It could be LinkedIn Time, MUFG, it could be KFintech, etc. So wherever you have issues, whoever has issues goes to that counter. At that one place, any issue can be resolved.
So you mentioned about the issues and having dedicated kiosks at the camps. What are the most common challenges that the investors face in claiming the unclaimed dividend, and how does a camp design specifically address these issues?
One, claimants are mostly unaware how to go about the whole process. Many a time they find it to be a very tedious process. There are certain requirements of ISR 1, 2, 3 forms. In some cases, the name change has happened, but the marriage has not been registered properly, especially in the case of a woman. Name is changed from maiden name to another name, and then there is no marriage certificate to bracket. Those kind of documentation, because every case has a specific documentation requirement. So for that, we take care by giving personalized help to all these people.
Okay. How did the single window facilitation platform and dedicated kiosks function? I mean, if I were to come to you, say in Jaipur, as you said, where should I first go? Go to ask for the claim.
So one, we do a lot of media publicity. Then our publicity is also like the NSDL, CDSL, the stock exchanges send personalized SMSs to all the people in that area that so and so camp is being held, please come over. Then we have Twitter and other different fora where we advertise both SEBI, us, NSDL, CDSL and the stock exchanges. So we get more people there. And once people come, then we have a facilitation mechanism. We've worked that out, that there's some token number which is given, and then people are told which kiosk to go to, guided to that place and resolve their issues. And if that's not resolved there, then escalate it further, etc.
So if I am a claimant and I want to be there, what advice, if anyone is listening to us at this point of time, would you give? What kind of documents should I carry so that I could be helped?
So you need to carry your physical folio if you have that. In case your shares are lost, then probably an FIR or certain documentation would be required. That would be advised to you right there. Then you need to carry your Aadhaar, your PAN, In case it's a transmission case or a legal error case, then you need to carry those kind of papers. And there is a form ISR where the bank officer has to certify your signature. So those kind of forms you need to carry. Then they'll make you fill the nomination forms, okay, etc. And in case if anything is incomplete, you can always go back to the investor service center, which is there in that city, and you can complete your documentation process there. And we also have, we display certain films, etc. on the at the site to help the person understand how the process filing is done. Yeah.
So how do you track and measure the success of these outreach programs in terms of claims resolved or investor service satisfaction?
Right. So what we do is, one, for the investor satisfaction, we have a particular poll that is held that, you know, are you satisfied, good, 1 to 5. So that
that's
we tabulate.
Form,
yeah, that's a feedback form. Then secondly, we when we are registering, we take in the SRN numbers or the name of the person, what is his issue. And then the SRN numbers are tracked. We resolve them once we come back to Delhi. We sit and resolve each of those issues. So once they are taken as resolved, then we show that that's the success that has come.
So are there offices of IEPFA across India, or you are present only in India?
Currently, we are only in Delhi.
So if somebody wants to get back to you, what should they do?
Yeah, so we have a helpline that is 14453. So they can get on that. They can raise a ticket on the MCA21 portal, on which they can find out the status of their claims.
Okay.
Then there is a ticket which can be raised on the MCA21 or the IEPFA website, citing their queries. Those would be responded to.
So I believe there were 223 participants in Amritsar camp alone. What kind of feedback or stories that highlight the camp's value to the individual investors come to your mind? And going forward, as you said, you're going to expand to other cities. What changes or enhancements are planned for the future editions?
What was more joyful in Amritsar for us was the number of smiling faces. I mean, we had a lot of anxious faces when they came in, but when they went out, there were a lot of smiling faces. So that was the biggest satisfaction.
Crores of rupees.
Yes. So they were very happy that, you know, humko pata nahi tha. We did not know what has to be done. Now we know what is happening. Now we know that it's not black box where, you know, you just put in something. God knows when it will come out. So we know now what is the process and all that. So this kind of an awareness has come about. So coming to the bigger cities, we'll have to have a more magnified, more structured approach. This was probably only a one-day kind of a thing, but once we go to bigger cities like maybe Bombay or Kolkata, so we'll probably have to make it into 2 days program, because depending upon the number of visitors that we have.
Looking ahead, how does IEPFA see technology, partnerships and policy innovation shaping further empowerment and protection for Indian investors?
On 6th of October 2025, we launched the integrated portal. If I was able to do around 12,000 cases in a year last year, this year, in a period of 2 months, I managed to do 10,000 cases. So that's the speed that we've achieved, and we intend to improve that further. In future, we want to bring in AI-based risk metrics, because there are a lot of risk of frauds, etc., that could happen. So we bring in those kind of metrics to do the AI, which will do the testing and will also give an exception report that these are the likely frauds, etc.
Is there anything that you would like to communicate to claimants as regards their claims, etc., from your perspective, from IEPFA's point of view?
Yeah, so as the name of IEPFA is Investor Education Protection Fund Authority, I would like to assure the investors that your money is safe with us. There is a process of claiming. Please claim your money, and please tell the others to claim their money as well. Get onto our website, go onto our search facility, get all your papers in order, and please claim ASAP.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights and shedding light on the remarkable journey of the Niveshak Shivar initiative. Thank you so much for being with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Niveshak Shivirs, A Step to Empower Investors. The participants were Anita Shah Akela, CEO, Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.
Money Talk.